This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The connections between the United States and China have deepened with each passing year. Certainly, trade and economic ties are strong. But there is another way these two countries are becoming more and more linked. Our schools are educating more and more of China's young people. The University of Michigan and Michigan State University are among the top 10 universities in the nation for international student enrollment. And a substantial number of those students are coming from China. In fact, there's been a 23% increase in Chinese students coming to U.S. universities in the past year alone. How is this impacting all sides, the Chinese students, American students, and the universities? What are the benefits and what are the challenges? Peter Briggs directs MSU's Office of International Students and Scholars, and Jing Chui of China is an undergrad student at MSU studying supply chain management. Peter, I'd like to start with you. Why are we seeing such an increase in international students coming to the U.S.? When did these numbers start to rise?
First of all, the U.S. has the best higher education system in the country, so it's a very attractive place. And the number of Chinese students who are coming out of high school, there's just not enough seats in Chinese universities. So there's a couple of things. The real increase started in 2005 and 2006. And I think it's also a strong reflection of the Chinese middle class. They have the ability to pay in ways that they maybe didn't have a generation ago.
So it opens doors that had not been opened just a few short years ago.
Yeah, and I think there's also a liberalization of U.S. visa policy to allow Chinese students to come here, whereas before I think it was very hard to get a U.S. visa. And so you put all these factors together, then you see this very quick rise across a lot of U.S. universities in Chinese undergraduates.
Is there pressure in from Chinese parents to get their children into an American school?
Yeah, of course. One of the storylines that I keep hearing is the anxiety of the Chinese middle class. They've got one child. They've got two sets of grandparents. You've got six people overseeing the stewardship of somebody, and education is the best thing and most important thing you can do for them. So they will go to somebody who might know more than they do about getting into a U.S. university. And these are agents, and they play a big role in how decisions are made by where they're going to go to school.
Jing, how did you come to study at Michigan State?
At the beginning, I actually went through the agents as well. I took the college entrance examination in China, and I was not very satisfied with the grade. But I still went to a university in China, and I just want to get experience over there. Meanwhile, I was preparing for coming to the U.S. And then the agents helped me a lot, including applying for the schools and the preparation for coming here to the U.S. I applied for six universities in the U.S., and Michigan State was the first one to accept me, and I just went ahead and accepted the offer from Michigan State. At the same time, I was like, if I don't like Michigan State, I can always transfer out to other universities, but I ended up really like the school, and I got very involved on campus, so I decided to stay and just finish my undergrad here.
So, Peter, when you look at the pool of schools that are available for these students in China, how competitive are they?
Well, there's a lot of Chinese universities, and they're growing rapidly, but there's really only 40 about top-tier, what they call key universities in China. And so in terms of high status or high quality, my understanding is about 18% of high school graduates in China can go to Chinese universities, and then among those, everybody really aspires to go to one of these top 40 key universities. And beyond that, then it would be much higher status, I think, or even higher quality to go to Canada, Britain, U.S., New Zealand. There's a lot of other places where they're looking. The exportation of Chinese undergraduates is now becoming kind of a worldwide phenomenon.
And those agents who are based in China are extremely important, aren't they, to helping these families navigate the whole application process? So it's quite a big business.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly want to help the families make good decisions for their future. And these agents are kind of play a brokering role that way.
Jing, when you talked about your year in a college in China before coming to Michigan State, give us an idea of how different it was in a classroom and interacting with your professors there versus what you do at Michigan State.
The Chinese college, during the classes, it's kind of like the students cannot really challenge the authority or the professionalism of the professors. So it's barely there's any communication going on. And when you go to the class, it's like one professor facing hundreds of students. So the communication is really hard, and it takes the office hour. I don't think the office hour actually works out very well because the professor has too many students, and there are too many good students. So they always go ask questions. If you have a simple question, there's no TA or there's no extra help you can get. So that makes the classes harder. The educational system is very different compared to the U.S. to China. In China, we only have one exam, which is the final exam per semester for each class. But here, you have multiple exams and the finals, and you have quiz, and you have lab report to write. So that's very different, and it makes the courses a little bit harder. But I feel like I learned much more than when I was in China if I've taken the same classes.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Peter Briggs, director of Michigan State University's Office of International Students and Scholars, and MSU undergrad student Jing Chui, who is here from China, looking at the impact of international students at U.S. schools. Peter, we saw a study that the Journal of International and Intercultural Communication put out that suggests many international students are kind of disappointed in their relationships with American students, and it's the students from China and East Asia that are most likely to be unhappy. What problems do you see as you try to help interaction between the American and the Chinese students?
It is a challenge, and I think the expectation when you dream about coming to another country is that you're going to make friends and all the idealism, and the reality is in lots of other countries where there's lots of international students is life goes on here, and there are a number of people who are very interested in international students, and there's a lot of others who are, this is their home culture, and they're just not as interested. And you see a lot of studies about what are the interests of the American students, and interest in other cultures is not in the top five. So that's a challenge. I heard in PR interview about Newsweek magazine a couple weeks ago where they're losing their print journalism, and they said that their sales would go down 30% if they had a foreign person on the cover. And I thought, wow, what kind of factoid is that that talks about our own insularity or our own parochialism, but everybody brings this. And so the term glocal, merging global and local, is our challenge. But it is our challenge to do as deep a job as we can to connect U.S. students and international students together for the purpose of friendship and learning together.
Peter, what benefits do you see the university receiving? There was obviously a decision made to open up to international students. You have a very international flavor to the student body now. So how has the university benefited from that?
Well, I think it was just 6 years ago. I think MSU had 9% out-of-state students, and our provost would call this just an extended Michigan high school. And he said that not tongue-in-cheek at all, but the idea of having diversity from around the country and around the world helps our Michigan students understand better other places, and certainly that's true with international students, where friendship with an international student can be transformational, and we really want that to happen. And as an international educator, that's our goal, is to help facilitate these kind of contacts so that does happen.
I think one has to ask the question, what does the school say to a parent from, say, Traverse City, whose kid did not get into MSU and who feels that their child's place is being taken by the international student?
Well, I think that's I don't know what their level of competitiveness would be, but the standard for MSU's undergraduate education over the last number of years is much stronger. And so I think it is an issue that the competition to be part of MSU is very strong. That's really a good thing for this university. I think if they're feeling that there isn't a quid pro quo on terms of Chinese students or other students taking seats, but I think there is a strong level of competition, and we think it makes MSU and the state of Michigan better.
In general, what do you think, Peter, the American-educated students like Jing, how will they impact future relations between our two countries?
Well, that's one of the ideals of international exchange, is you hope that they have lifelong memories here, not only in Michigan, but in the United States. And so as they've learned our language, they've learned our ways, we hope that we've learned from them during the time that they're here, and that in this age of globalization, where people are going to have lots of choices working worldwide, and we want to have an open-minded attitude for how we connect in the world. So we hope that the relationship, or at least the memories, are really part of your life journey.
Jing, what are your plans? You have how much longer to go, and then what?
I'm graduating December the 15th, and after that, my mom is coming, so I'm taking her to the East Coast and travel. And I probably will start to work in Memphis, Tennessee from January.
So your plan is to stay in the United States?
Yep.
All right. Well, we wish you luck as you wrap up your studies, and congratulations on your graduation. And thanks both
Thank
of you.
You
for talking with us and sharing your insights today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Peter Briggs, director of MSU's Office of International Students and Scholars, and Jing Chui, who is an MSU undergrad student studying supply chain management.